Hey, good morning, everybody. My intent here this morning is to give us at least 15 precise and very practical and concise ways that we can exhibit fruit of wisdom and the Christian walk. We had the discussion what the verse means. Wisdom is justified of her children. I think what that means is we're going to be justified by our children, and wisdom is justified by her children. And therefore, you'll know what wise is by the fruits of wisdom. So, of these 15 things that I want to look at, they're basically what I'm going to list is practices that you can use in order to exhibit truth in your life. The references I'm just putting up there as a point of reference. I don't intend to read all of them, but if you would like, I would encourage you to look them up. But just an idea, John 16:13 says, the Holy Spirit is who he's talking about. He will guide your path in all truth. Okay, so truth is the great equalizer of everything. It doesn't care about what you want, the context, or someone else's opinion. The truth is factual. It's what the reality of the situation is. And the wise Christians root themselves in truth. The moment you start lying to others, or even worse, yourself, you're no longer on the path to God's purpose for your life. And you're fracturing the foundation that will lead you to your eternal home. Effort is good, but it's never enough. Measure by fruit and by truth. Truth empowers the Christians from I think to I know. Always be aware of the unbiased truth. Then you can dissect the information however you need. But always know exactly where you stand in the light of truth. Put your mission above your ego. If you want to be a wise Christian, then God's will needs to be the guiding light of your efforts, not your ego. Your ego will sacrifice everyone else to give itself what it wants. The wise Christian sacrifices the ego to get everyone what they need. This splits the Christians and pretenders into separate camps. For some people, the Bible is something that they have to claim or carry around, while for others, the calling represents a public contract they make with themselves. Act according to God's calling and always play the long game. Can everybody read that? If not, I'll read it here for you. If you don't care about your brothers, they won't care about your Christianity. ask yourself, what is your calling? What is your church's calling? What is your brother's calling? If these three don't make sense, then you're not ready to take on the next stage of wisdom. Your own label is what calls you a Christian. But God, through your actions towards God, your family, and your brothers, decides if you're a wise Christian. You need to be very, very careful at this point in your journey. Because if you don't abide by the rules 2 and 3, you're done. When it comes to Christianity, the greatest accomplishment aren't by people who do the most, but it's the people who do the most for others. Take responsibility for the outcome of the situation, not for what you intended to have happen. As a Christian, you're responsible for the outcome of your actions. What does it say in the book of your life at the end of your life? Did you perform? Actions matter. They matter for your credibility. As a Christian, it's your fault if your brothers don't grow. It's your responsibility to encourage growth in individuals. It's under your training, guidance, and supervision that your family is going out into the world to win the battles they face. You cannot win on your own. Now, everybody listen. If you succeed, it was a team effort. And if you struggle, then you're the one to blame. Sometimes being right is not enough. Ideas have consequences, and so do your actions. Timothy 4:13-16. Wise Christians are not born. They become wise Christians. They make it a priority to grow their own walk. Every wise Christian looks to grow. They are constantly trying to learn from other people. They go to meetings, they listen to others, and they learn from those who have already lived the life. If you're the one in a group and you're talking, you have no chance of learning anything. But if you're the one listening, you have every chance to learn. The difference in people lies in the amount of time the Christian spends on their own growth to make sure that they're right. Listening to messages is valuable. It's like you can learn from the person who's speaking the experience. The wise Christian sets the standard, Luke 1:6. The wise Christian sets the pace, the schedule, and the dedication that's involved in their lives and those around them. You cannot demand more from others than what you actually expect out of yourself. People are more willing to work or give when they see others working or giving twice as hard as they are. Everyone hates the image of the Christian who doesn't help anyone but tries to take credit for basically everything, and boasts of themselves and tries to be the center of attention. Don't be that person. If you're not all in on the brotherhood, how can you expect anyone else to be? You're never too big to do the small things. As a Christian, people cannot see you taking care of yourself and not them. As a Christian, they need to see you performing actions on their behalf, and then they will believe your Christianity is with wisdom. Until then, it's all fairy tales and promises and false assumptions. Number 7, make sure everyone on the boat wants to go where you're sailing it. John 17:22. Sometimes a person's family is just there because they're not of age yet. They have no intention of going where you want to go. These people arrived in your boat by happenstance through birth. Maybe they seemed interested when they were younger and now they're not. Or maybe you changed course midway. As a wise Christian, it's your responsibility to figure out what these people's needs are and what are their expectations. Moving forward as a whole requires a push from everyone. Everyone paddling at the same time, like an optimized Viking ship with you pointing where you need to go. And now this brings us to our next one. Don't sacrifice the group to please the individuals. 1 Corinthians 5:6-7. Always look at things objectively. Sometimes one rotten apple will ruin the whole bunch. So if there is misalignment, don't be afraid to move on from the ones who don't see the vision. Seek out others' values and motivations and whether or not they are in it for the long term. Working with others, laughing with others, it makes you trust each other more. When the moments come, everyone should suit up and help get the job done by working together, not trying to be the center of attention. There's a great quote that goes like this: an all-star team beats a team of all-stars every time. You need to know that you can rely on others to do their part so you can focus on yours. Christianity is about making the sum bigger than the individual pieces put together. The brotherhood is more valuable than the sum of the brothers or any individual brother. Treat others like they make a difference and they will. Luke 6:31. You don't need to scrutinize everyone but yourself. If you do, then you're not really a Christian. Christianity comes from the right mix of heart and mind. Neither is good enough on its own. Ideally, all Christians should have the ability to know right from wrong. As long as a Christian understands the kingdom, they will choose what's right. Wise Christians don't ask, "How can I help?" They just help. And this is an easy way to spot which ones are the wise ones from the ones that aren't committed. Always be thankful for those who are trying to help, irregardless of their age. Find wiser Christians and they will make you wiser or more wise. Your life is as valuable as the people you're able to help. Wise Christians ask themselves, how can I learn from those around me? Make yourself of greatest use and you will never have to worry about people not wanting you around. The more you learn from others, the more fulfilling your life will be. There is always room for you to grow. There should never be a limit to how much you can learn. Buy your family schooling. Buy them books to read. Talk with them. Your children's growth and your brother's growth will force you to step up your commitment, and everyone can grow. Don't step in with the solutions too quickly. Luke 8:22-25. Christians are like the parents of the planet. Your job is not to run around solving everyone's problems. It's your job to aid others to becoming strong enough to seek and to find the answers for themselves. Your calling is to make sure that those around you are equipped with the tools they need to find God's will on their own life. Criticize others in private to them. People want to know that you have their back. They are all scared of public humiliation. People are scared of being wrong in public, but somehow they take some sort of excitement in being praised in public. Both of these are wrong. But make it a habit to highlight the good works of others and not of yourselves. But if someone is failing, then keep that in private. No one is going to benefit from you criticizing someone else in public, not even you. Communicate clearly. Now, here's the one that most people have made the mistake at some point in their life. Stop expecting other people to read your mind. Ask yourself, did I explain it, describe it, and help the person to know exactly how I feel? If not, then it's your fault. Things are going as planned or not going as planned, and they are not living up to your standards. They may have never even known about your expectations in the first place. Communicating clearly makes those around you feel safe. It creates a predictable path for others to follow and how they can follow you, both them and the brotherhood. Now, Everybody listen to this, all right? A Christian with wisdom will reduce the uncertainty for those who are around him because they have a better understanding of the world in which everyone lives. You should do what you will say, what you say that you will do. You have to build trust. You have to help others. You have to take the low road. When you do those things, you will actually grow the kingdom. You will inspire other people to serve, and you will help confidence of other Christians in the Lord and in the kingdom. Seeing you doing the fruits of the Spirit inspires other people to do the same. Find your joy in the Lord and help others to do the same. So, a few things that you can do under this. The first one, make a list of things that you can do right now for the rest of the day to serve other people. Okay, so four things that you can do. The first one, make a list of things that you can do today to serve somebody else other than yourself. Number two, make a list of the things that you actually do every day. Number three, compare that list. And number four, adjust it accordingly. You only have one life. You may as well use it to help others, and that allows you to fulfill your purpose. Now, some of you are actually thinking of those things in your head right now, and you're comparing the list in your mind, but I would actually encourage you to put it down in writing and actually compare the list. We all believe that you'll reap what you sow. So stop shortcutting other people. Stop shortcutting the system. And you may end up not getting shortcutted yourself. So it's time to live for others. For all of our journeys are called to serve others. We want to inspire others. We want to play long-term games with long-term people. Okay? Seven things. Find your walk with God. Number two, grow closer to God. Number three, become ready to do God's will. Number four, become inspired by God. Number five, guide your personal walk. Number six, grow in your walk. Number seven, give God the glory. Your task is to serve others who aren't able to serve themselves. And then see if they aren't willing to call you wise. Amen.